Welcome back. Well, Olympic participants are being subjected to strict protocols during the Beijing Games, including not being allowed to have contact with anyone outside the Olympic bubble, and their flights into the country being sealed off at airports. But COVID is still an unwelcome guest. Here to help us discuss is Dr. Hilary Fairbrother, emergency medicine physician. Doctor, thanks so much for being here. So we all know that this virus doesn't respect any sort of borders. So how well does the zero COVID policy work?
So my understanding of the zero COVID policy is really that China feels, especially in Beijing, that they have very few to no active cases. I think they had one positive case like yesterday or in the last few days. So their policies and procedures are meant to essentially catch everyone they can as early as possible. So they require the preceding testing and then the testing upon arrival. And so that's meant to catch people as they're entering this closed loop system that kind of seals them off from anyone who's not an athlete or supporting an athlete in the Olympic Games. And then they have a very robust testing process once everyone's there. And of course, a very severe process if someone tests positive and is symptomatic and tests positive. So I think, we've seen 280 something cases that they've exposed. Many of them are as people are entering or just as they are entering, some as people have been there for a little while. I think that the whole idea was that they would be catching COVID cases. There's no real way to make no COVID cases, but they'd be catching them and preventing the spread.
Okay, and doctor, let's bring it back to this country. Cases are beginning to slow down, and I'm wondering, what are you seeing on the ground? I know you're based in Houston. Are hospitalizations starting to, come back down at this point? Are cases leveling off there?
We are seeing a significant decrease in cases, in rate of transmission, in hospitalizations. Our ICU is full, but it's not expanded and full, which I'm relieved to say. So we still have all the beds full in our big medical centers and hospitals in our ICUs, but we've been able to go back to our normal capacity as opposed to our expanded capacity. So, across the country, we've seen over a 50% decrease in the last 3 weeks since mid-January. And that is really great news for all of us, and we are feeling it in our hospitals and in our emergency departments.
And doctor, as cases begin to fall nationally, there are more and more Americans who are very anxious about being able to ditch the mask. They want to know when they no longer need to wear them. Now, the CDC has said if there's a positivity rate of 8% or higher, then you must wear a mask. Those were the guidelines set back in the summer. And I'm wondering, in places like New York City, for example, we have a lower positivity rate. And so is it time for the CDC to revise those guidelines?
That's a tough one, right? Because where I'm at, our positivity rate is just finally come under 20%. So we have a really different looking environment depending on where you live in this country. And I do think that especially patients who are vaccinated and boosted are frustrated that they feel like they've done everything they can to protect themselves, and yet they are still having to wear a mask and still having to modify behaviors to at least a certain extent. And what I can tell everyone is that, we still have a ways to go before I think there is really safety in unmasking. And then for all of us that have children who are too young to be vaccinated, that's still an important part of our population who's really unprotected at this time and at risk for complications like that multi-inflammatory syndrome that plagues our pediatric populations. So I think we have a ways to go until, widespread unmasking would be safe. I do know that what would get us there faster is if people who are vaccinated would consider getting vaccinated, and people who are vaccinated but unboosted would consider getting boosted.
And we do know more children have fallen ill due to Omicron, but the vaccination rate amongst them is still very low. And Pfizer is now being, considered for its shot for children 5 and under. I'm wondering what needs to be done to get that vaccination rate higher amongst kids. And do you think at some point, vaccination for children should become compulsory, like many are before they start the school year?
So I know that parents are very very caring and very loving about their children, and they want to make sure something is safe before they give their children a new product. And I want to come out and be very clear that in our modern medical history, these are the safest vaccines we have ever seen or really, frankly, even imagined. So I think it's very exciting that Pfizer is coming out with the 6 month and older EUA application. And I expect that that will be approved, you know, when it's heard shortly by our different regulatory bodies. Any parents that are nervous, I get it. I'm a parent too, and I like to know very well what I'm doing with my children. I would very much encourage them to speak to their pediatricians. The American Academy of Pediatrics and really every pediatrician that I've had the good fortune to meet has been very strong on the side of vaccinating children. It is true that COVID is not a huge risk to children. There are very few children who got super sick with COVID and an even smaller percentage of them who died of COVID. Unfortunately, there is still a decent percentage of children who got this multi-inflammatory syndrome or the MIS-C. But that's still a small percentage. So I understand parents are saying, well, that's not a lot of kids. Even more than that, there's a much larger percentage of children who have long-term symptoms of COVID. Their lives are being affected by their long-term symptoms, and that's 10 to 15% of children who get COVID. All of these things are mitigated by the vaccine. MIS-C essentially is gone. 95% reduction of MIS-C. The long-term COVID symptoms essentially gone, and the essentially zero ability to have COVID kill a child who is vaccinated. So I just want to be very, very clear to parents that this vaccine is safe and it does decrease the chances of real negative effects to children. And so if you have questions or concerns, you should speak to your pediatrician.
Okay, yes, and long COVID becoming an issue for more and more people who have contracted that virus. We will have to leave it there. Dr. Hilary Fairbrother, emergency medicine physician, thanks for stopping by today.